It's hugely significant because of the type of jobs we've had. I know IDA worked very hard in maintaining GSK here following, I suppose, the history of Stiefel when there was doubts about it some years ago. We had new jobs announced in 2015, so we were very confident about the future. Now it seems GSK have had a review. They've taken a decision to wind down production here between now and 2021 with phase layoffs of the 155 staff, permanent staff, and 10 contractors. So it's disastrous news for the Northwest. And what I want to see is the Taoiseach and Minister Humphreys become directly involved in contacting senior management internationally, if necessary, with GSK to see if they can divert the production of other products to this site. You're highly trained staff who have been working very, very hard over the years, some of them right back to the 70s. So it's disastrous for the region. And I note that there is some government personnel that have statements out saying this is bad news. I mean, the question is, what are we doing about it? We know the IDA have worked very hard and they have had some good announcement in recent times, and we all look forward to them coming on stream. But there's always a threat to multinationals if they're going to take decisions internationally about specific products, and it's incumbent about ministers and Taoiseach to become intrinsically involved with the management of these companies to ensure that we're adapting in whatever they need to ensure that if certain products are not popular anymore, that they're bringing on other products and that the company maintain locations such as Finnisglen and Sligo. That's so vital to the community. And I think that that's what I expect to see over the coming period. Also, and in parallel, the priority, of course, is the families of these people that are going to be laid off if, in fact, government are unsuccessful in intervening to ensure that they have options, that the financial packages that they require are in place and that the supports they need to find alternative employment. But sadly, as with post offices and as with other issues, there is a trend of, I suppose the government's ambivalence to rural Ireland, in particular here in the Northwest, in terms of the level of supports, always quick for the crisis commentary, always quick for the photo calls, and we saw the launch of Ireland 2040. But as I said in a tweet earlier today, you know, where are the Taoiseach? Where is Minister Humphreys today when we have this bad news in Sligo? They need to be front and centre telling us what they're going to do. Instead, their silence is deafening.